Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has spent the past few days stumping through Iowa, Walker's first weekend of campaigning since he declared he's running for the Republican presidential nomination last week. And he's been talking about what he sees as the biggest threat facing the United States.
The greatest threat to future generations is radical Islamic terrorism, and we need to do something about it.
The idea of the biggest threat is something that comes up a lot in politics. Republican hopeful Lindsey Graham recently said Iran's nuclear ambitions are the biggest danger to the United States. And President Obama shared his take in this year's State of the Union address.
No challenge poses a greater threat to future generations than climate change.
So this got us thinking, what is the biggest threat facing the country, and why do politicians love to talk about it? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York, as he does each Monday. And Derek, is there any way to know who's right here?
This is a really interesting question. I think the first question that we have to answer is there a difference between our biggest enemies and our biggest threats? And I don't think this is a semantic distinction. So enemies are people. And our biggest enemies used to be the British, used to be the Germans, the Japanese, the Russians. And this is an important political question, finding and identifying our biggest enemies, because presidents are essentially defenders in chief. But 2015 America, even if we're engaged in a protracted conflict with elements of fanatical Islam, isn't really in a war. This isn't 1941 France. So the most important threats to Americans, I think, are not necessarily our enemies, but other more faceless threats like health problems, homicides, economic threats to job growth, the threat of economic collapse in a big market like China, or things like climate change.
Right.
So I'm not suggesting we have nothing to fear from Islamic terrorism, but I do think there are other things that people should maybe be more afraid of.
Like heart attacks or car accidents even.
So in the short run, I think the question, what are the biggest threats to the country right now, is essentially a math question. You're asking to count up the greatest causes of death. And the leading causes of death right now are heart disease. About 600,000 people die of heart disease every year. Heart disease, cancer, suicide. There's 30,000 road deaths in the U.S., 16,000 homicides, about two-thirds of which involve guns. So the biggest threats to health and safety don't come from without. They come from within, literally within us, illness or within the United States boundaries.
Of course, those are much less interesting to talk about on a campaign trail. You know, Derek, if you go along and you do some Google searching and you just type in biggest threats to America, you can easily see how this has changed over the years. I mean, 2012, it might have been Iran. It might have been North Korea at some point. What other fears have we sort of had to endure over the years?
Well, I think you nailed it. I think the macro fear that we've dealt with is war. And one thing you can do is some smart people at The Atlantic went back through all the State of the Union addresses for the last 200-some years and looked up the density of the word war in those speeches. So number one, the person who used the war used the word war most densely was FDR, then Truman. But the followers were Madison, James Polk, Warren Harding, Wilson. These are very different enemies, whether they come from, you know, within the Civil War, without World War II, the Mexican-American War, war with people that were standing in the way of U.S. expansion. So the biggest threat, I think, to the U.S. has often been seen, at least from the presidential standpoint, from the Oval Office, as being enemies. Mm. But I would encourage people to think more broadly about more faceless threats. Climate change, for example, you know, the Earth just had its warmest June on record, and this has been the warmest year to date. So even though all the potential downsides of climate change aren't as immediately obvious to someone as, you know, the mushroom cloud in an LBJ campaign video, I do think that it is probably the more likely long-term threat to American families.
You mentioned FDR. I want to play a little tape from his 1933 inaugural address when the president spoke to a country that was basically just getting crushed by the Great Depression. Let's listen to this.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
Derek, what do you think about that? When you hear it, is there any differences between the way politicians talk in 2015 as when they did with that FDR clip?
Well, certainly you're not going to hear presidential candidates who are afraid of Islamic terrorism saying the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, because what FDR, in a sense, was making the opposite case. He was saying we should not be afraid. Now, I should be clear that he was making an economic case that in recession, certainly in the Great Depression, one of the worst things for the economy was families being afraid of spending money and businesses being afraid of expanding, because when you have lots of people afraid of the economy, it just doesn't grow. Yeah. So these were two different crises in different eras.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks very much.
Thank you.